Tuesday morning, Kodiak came one step closer to receiving additional financial assistance to help recover from the COVID-19 economic fallout. The Alaska House of Representatives passed House Bill 313 by a vote of 38-1 to transfer over $1.5 billion in federal emergency relief funding that, according to the Alaska House majority, will put more money into the hands of Alaskan individuals, businesses, communities, and nonprofits impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The money will be distributed under specific initiatives called Revised Program Legislative Process, or RPLs. The RPL process is a way for the legislature to accept additional out-of-state funds for items that had already been budget-approved. One of the more notable items includes funding for the Community Assistance Program, which has traditionally been an important part of local municipal budgets. Under the state's distribution, $586.5 million will be distributed to local municipalities based on the Community Assistance Program model. The formula for the current model has been in place since 2016 and is based on a $30 million statewide appropriation. For example, each Alaskan borough received a base amount of $300,000 plus $14.16 per resident. In the current fiscal year, the Kodiak Island borough was due to receive over $400,000 based on this model. The money was originally in the legislature's budget, however, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed that money, indicating that federal money from the Federal CARES Act will be used to replace it. Under this current plan, the borough is slated to receive nearly $5.8 million and the city of Kodiak nearly $12 million. The total federal funding package also includes money for small businesses, fisheries, and education. Once ratified, the bill will soon be sent to the governor's desk for his signature. For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.